And Simon Tafnan Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Rama says, when it comes to Dagan Shatzamach, Miu Tzarech Liru She'em Bo Kolkach, Shalei Yeshishim Kenegna Menaheter. If you have Dagan Shatzamach, you have to make sure that there's 60 heter Kenegad the Dagan Shatzamach. Siv Dali. Hachidim She'osim Behem Matzah's Mitzvah, the wheat that is used for the Mitzvah of Matzah at the Leil HaSeder. Tov l'shamran shelo yiplu mayim mishas k'tzira. It is best to guard them, to make sure that no water falls on them from the time of the cutting of the wheat. Ulfachos mishas t'china, and at least it should be from the time of the grinding. The first opinion from mishas k'tzira is the opinion of the tour in the name of the Rif, and the second opinion, mishas t'china, from the grinding, is the opinion of the Rush. Ubishas adchak, in a pressing situation, mutter likach kemach menashuk, you can even use a flour that you buy from the marketplace. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here. The pasuk says, buy the matzah that you eat for the mitzvah on the first night, be'erev tochlu matzos, which requires shmira yisera. It's not enough to just make sure that it's not chametz. Rather, it has to have a special guarding, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, as the pasuk says, u'shmartem matzah masos, that you guard them, watch them, l'shem mitzvah. So one opinion is that it has to be done, mishas k'sira, from the time that the wheat is cut. But before the time the wheat is cut, when the wheat is still attached to the ground, so even if we know that rain fell on it, we're not concerned about any chametz or anything like that. The other opinion holds that Mishas Tchina is good enough to be called Shmira. In Ashas Adchak, you can buy Kemach Menashuk, because the Mishnah Berurah says we rely on those poskim who say that the real Shmira actually needs to be Mishas Lisha Ve'elach. Other Rishonim say it's not Mishas Ksir or Mishas Tchina, it's Mishas Lisha, from the time that you start mixing the wheat with the water. But before Lisha, you don't require any Shmira. Rather, even Bistam, we assume that there's no problem going on over here and there's no Chametz. The Achronim say that nowadays, where the minhag is to actually wash the wheat and let it sit in water before it's turned into flour and sold in the marketplace, so then you're not allowed to buy stam wheat, stam flour, in the market in order to make matzah with it. There are many poskim hold that even to keep such flour in the house would be a problem, because since it's washed beforehand, it's considered to be a problem. So these are the three different possibilities, mishas tzira, mishas tchina, and mishas lisha. So the shmer matzah that we usually buy nowadays is mishas k'tzira. And the Ber Halacha says that the pri chadash is machria, that it's even le'ikuva, mishas k'tzira. And the Ber Halacha says l'chatchila, it's nachon to be machmir, for matzah shal mitzvah, the first night, to use a matzah that is shmura mishas k'tzira. And the gra was machmir, not to eat any matzah that wasn't mishas k'tzira, the entire Pesach, he made sure to eat shmura matzah. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though midina, we only require shimur l'shem matzah for the first night, the rest of the days it's enough to just not have chametz. Yisrael kedoshim heim, and they are noheg to make shmura l'shem matzah by all matzos mishas tchina, and at least mishas lisha. So again, we have these three different possibilities, whether it's mishas k'sira, mishas tchina, or mishas lisha. And most of the matzah that we have, shmura matzah, is mishas k'tzira. When it's not called shmura matzah and it's just regular matzah that's being sold in the stores, a lot of times the matzah is still shmura mishas tchina, and at least mishas lisha for sure, but it's still shmura mishas tchina a lot of times. So one should check on the box or check with the producers of those matzahs that aren't shmur matzah to see. Maybe that's still considered shmur matzah according to many poskim. The nafkamina would be if one doesn't have enough money to afford shmur mishas k'tzira for the entire Pesach, that they would have this mishas tchina, which is still considered to be shmura according to many poskim. Because again, it's only the Vilna Gaon who says that one should be machmir to have shmur matzah mishas k'tzira the entire Pesach, and not just the first night. The Mishnah Berurah says that even Yisrael Kedoshim, who would be machmir on Shmur the entire week, would only be machmir on Shmur the entire week, mishas tchina ve'elach or mishas lisha ve'elach, but it's the Gaon who the Ber Halacha brings that's machmir mishas k'tzir ve'elach. So all these different possibilities, once you consult the posek how to act, but at least we understand now more behind what's Shmur matzah and what's not Shmur matzah, or still actually is Shmur according to some poskim.